Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Brad Hirschkin is here. That's right, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 15th anniversary show, and it's always a pleasure to have him here. Brad is one of the top experts on salesmanship, especially in the area of B2C, business to consumer. If you're a retailer, you need to know what Brad's up to because he can help you. He's written two books on the topic, including I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and also Munchies for Salespeople. I love that title. And that's, by the way, there's two editions of that one. Brad Hirschkin, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
Good to have you back. And folks, nobody works harder at trying to make resources available to B2C companies to get their people trained. And Brad, I know one of the things you've been doing is, and you've been putting these together for a long time, is having regional events where people come and spend a couple of days to take advantage of the knowledge and the perspectives and some of the tips and best practices of people who are doing a lot of different things to help these companies.
Well, that's exactly right. We put together what we call our Business Strategy Solutions Conference. And it's a dynamic 3-day conference where we've accumulated 6 of the most powerful speakers, trainers, consultants, authors, and all those things that you've done through creating your brain trust.
Mm-hmm.
We put them together in one venue to bring the most powerful dynamic information to the public so that they can take these applications home and actually apply them to their lives and their businesses.
You know, the last one I was at in Chicago, Brad, one of the things that impressed me was how attentive the people in the audience were. Now, these weren't went behind the ear, a bunch of went behind the ear kids had never been anywhere. I mean, you know, these were seasoned people, and they were locked in. I was impressed.
Absolutely.
I was impressed by how, I mean, I looked around the room and I thought, these people are getting value.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just for people that are starting up a business. It's for people that have been in business for a long time and they just need to take their business to the next level. And what are some of the applications or the business principles that they need to implement into their businesses to move from point A to point B? And with the economy the way it is and the economics and the way people are buying and selling and, you know, what's going on in Washington,
yep,
and we could go on and on and on. But they need an edge and they need something to set themselves apart from everybody else so that they can compete today and not only compete but survive and thrive.
Right. Now, Brian Dodge is going to be there, and you and I are both on his radio show recently. He's got a show out of Dallas, a radio show out of Dallas. He's going to be there, and he's going to get them motivated, isn't he?
He's going to get them all excited and all pumped up to make some positive changes in their lives.
Right.
And Brian actually talks about how to build a team that works without you so you don't have to be there 24/7. And he has an absolute belief that business owners should have the liberty, I guess would be the word, to work on their business, not in their business.
Right.
In other words, too many owners are working in their business and they can't see the forest through the trees as far as what to do from an outside ownership perspective.
Right, right. But the thing is that, you know, when we say that, everybody says, oh yeah, I've heard work on my business, not in my business, et cetera, et cetera. But Brian actually has, that's the thing about the speakers you have. They don't just have cliches. They've got the tips and the best practices of how to execute those.
Well, these are the guys that are proven.
In the 21st century.
Absolutely. These are the guys that have proven this is the way it should be done, and here's the best practices. For example, one of the other speakers, John Thetford, the Gallup organization, rated his organization the most profitable per square footage retail organization ever in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
So you got to know that some of this stuff is working.
Right. Now, talk Thedford. Give us a little clue about him. I'll tell you what. Hold on to that thought. I'm gonna let you tell us a little bit more about him. But tell the audience how they can find out more about the program.
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.iastraining.com, and there's a place to click on the front page to get information, get a brochure. They can email me at info@iastraining, or call the 800 number, which is 800-248-7703.
And that's and all that information is on the website, iastraining.com. And
correct.
if they're listening to this show and they tell you that, you're going to sweeten the pot for them, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to go ahead and give them a 20% discount.
All right, we like discounts, so check that
absolutely
out, folks. And we come back. We're using the framework of this seminar to build the content of our interview with Brad, so you can get an idea about what some of these people are going to say. We're going to have some stuff you can take away today, even if you don't go to the seminar. By the way, the next one's in Dallas, and it's next month. 22. By the way, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.